are you all today? It is good to be in God's house. If you do, you could check in on Facebook right now, let folks know where you are. Also, for those of you who are watching online, you're always welcome, and we're glad that you're here. For everyone in the room, obviously, we're glad you're here as well. If you would rise as you're able, we'll begin with a confession and forgiveness. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who forgives all our sin, whose mercy endures forever. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead to sin and made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. In the name of Jesus, your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith. Amen. grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. O God, your Son makes himself known to all his disciples in the breaking of bread. Open the eyes of our faith that we may see him in his redeeming work, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Be seated.
Good morning. Our first reading is from Acts 2nd chapter. Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed the crowd. Therefore, let the entire house of Israel know with certainty that God has made him both Lord and Messiah, this Jesus whom you crucified. Now, when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and to the other apostles, "Brothers, what should we do?" Peter said to them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, so that your sins may be forgiven, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you, for your children, and for all who are far away, everyone whom the Lord our God calls to him." And he testified with many other arguments and exhorted them, saying, "Save yourselves from this corrupt generation." So those who welcomed his message were baptized, and that day about 3,000 persons were added. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
I will call upon the name of the Lord. I will call upon the name of the Lord. I love the Lord who has heard my voice and listened to my supplication. For the Lord has given ear to me whenever I called. The cord of death entangled me, the anguish of the grave came upon me. I came to grief and sorrow. Then I called upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I pray you save my life. I will call upon the name of the Lord. How shall I repay the Lord for the good things God has done for me? I will lift the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. I will fulfill my vows to the Lord in the presence of all God's people. Precious is your sight, O Lord, is the death of your servants. O Lord, truly I am your servant. I am your servant, the child of your handmaid. You have freed me from your bonds. I will offer you the sacrifice of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will call upon the name of the Lord. I will fulfill my vows to the Lord in the presence of all God's people, in the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of you, O Jerusalem. Hallelujah. I will call upon the name of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel according to Luke. Now on that same day, two disciples were going to a village near Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem, and talking with each other about all the things that had happened. While they were talking and discussing, Jesus himself came near and went with them, but their eyes were kept from recognizing him. And he said to them, "What are you discussing with each other as you walk along?" They stood still, looking sad. Then one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answered him, "Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem who does not know the things that have taken place there in these days?" He asked them, "What things?" They replied, "The things about Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and leaders handed him over to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. Yes, and besides all this, it is now the third day since these things took place. Moreover, some women of our group astounded us. They were at the tomb early this morning. And when they did not find his body there, they came back and told us that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who said to them that he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they did not see him. Then he said to them, 'Oh, how foolish you are, and how slow of heart to believe all the prophets have declared. Was it not necessary that the Messiah should suffer these things and then enter into his glory?' Then beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them the things about himself in all the scriptures. As they came near the village to which they were going, he walked ahead as if he were going on. But they urged him strongly, saying, 'Stay with us, because it is almost evening and the day is now nearly over.' So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread. He blessed it and broke it and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. They said to each other, 'Were not our hearts burning within us while he was talking to us on the road, while he was opening the scriptures to us?' That same hour they got up and returned to Jerusalem, and they found the 11 and their companions gathered together. And they were saying, 'The Lord has risen indeed, and he has appeared to Simon.' Then they told what had happened on the road and how he had been made known to them in the breaking of the bread." The gospel of the Lord. All right, I'm going to invite the kids to come up. Hello. How are you? Hi. How are y'all today?
Good.
Good. Oh, that's amazing. I'm glad everybody is so good. Emerson, Cooper, how are y'all today?
Good.
You're good. Have y'all had a good weekend? Yeah. Have you had a good weekend? Is it a good day for you? All right. Mia, you're having a better one today? How do you know today's going to be better than yesterday? You have a baseball game. And what position do you play? Usually. Do you play in the outfield? Do you play... First, so you're a good infielder. Emerson, do you play any sports?
I started playing baseball.
You started playing baseball? Do you like baseball? Yeah? How about you? Do you play sports? Do you play sports? What sports do you like?
Football.
And soccer. Okay, yeah, soccer. He saved it. Yeah, that's right. Soccer is football. Football is soccer. We have no more football where players do not touch the ball with their feet, okay? Come on, NFL. Come up with a different name. Do you play sports? What? You do swimming? That's cool. Mia, do you like sports? Do you like to run? Not yet.
Oh, yes.
Do you like balls?
Oh, yes.
Yes. Yeah. She watches SportsCenter in the morning. An apple is a ball? Oh, Mia thinks that? Oh, gosh, we'll have to just teach Mia that's not a ball, right? Okay, so I'm going to ask you guys a question, all right? If you could have a superpower, what would it be? So you could be invisible. You could fly.
You could go from one place to the other just by snapping your fingers. You could go to Orlando to see Disney World and then come right back. You could have the power of strength, so you can lift up anything, right? What superpower would you want to have, Cooper?
Shapeshifter.
You would want to be a shapeshifter, so you could be a frog one day, and you could be, what kind of, what, would you be a monster? No, would you be a giant maybe? No. Well, what would you want to shapeshift into?
No idea.
No idea, but you'll figure it out as soon as I give you the shapeshifter power. Gotcha. Emerson, if you had a superpower, what would you want it to be?
Wind.
You would want to be wind? You can control the wind? Oh, that would be awesome. That would be really powerful. Yeah, how about, you want teleportation? All right, so where are you going to go when I snap my fingers? Where are you going to go?
Hawaii.
You're back. How was it? How was it? Was it a good trip?
I stayed here.
You stayed here? Okay, my finger must be broken. I don't know. All right. Nico, superpower, if you could have one.
I'd start
the. You'd be the sun? Oh, you can control the sun. Oh, that would be a good one. Yeah. So we want sun all the time, no rain, 72 degrees, and no, huh? And the breeze?
1 degree.
1 degree? That's cold, Cooper. That's all right. All right. So you're going to control the sun. So you're going to make it stay away and let you sleep longer? Would that be good? No. Would you want it to be shorter so you had more daytime?
Yeah.
Do we have daytime all the time? Okay, that's fine. How about you, Mom? You good with that? No, no, me neither. Me neither. If I had a superpower, I would want to be able to time travel. I would like to be able to go to different times in the world and see how things are. Like go back to the old West and be like Annie Oakley and be sort of a gunslinger. Well, maybe not. Okay. Maybe I could go back to the old times when they had kings and queens, and I could be a queen and I could rule everybody. Would that be fun?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or maybe I. Oh, if you're a queen and there was bad behavior, you could throw them down the cliff. Thank you. I appreciate that. That list of powers that I would have as a queen, not going to put that as number one, but definitely on the list. All right, definitely on the list. So, like I said, I'd want to time travel. There are people that I've never met, like my granddad, my mom's dad. He died when she was 16, so it'd be kind of cool to go back and meet him. What if I really could? Mia, you coming over here, babe? Nope, just walking around. What if we really had those superpowers? Do you think we would do them for good or for evil?
For good.
For good, thank you. Yeah.
We
can do good and evil at the same time?
Sure,
I don't want that. I want things to be for good. I think that's what God wants too. And you know what superpower we do have? We have God in our heart. We have Jesus in our heart, which means that we can show love to everybody, and that's a huge power. There's not a lot of people who show love all the time. Some people are really grumpy, yeah? And so like old women who do have a birthday, they could get kind of grumpy, right? Yeah, yeah. Do you know any grumpy old ladies who had a birthday? She wasn't even listening.
We just had a birthday.
We just had a birthday, right? Yeah. So I think what God wants us to do is to be good and to love each other, all right? Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's all right. That's all right. I think God wants us to use our power for good and our love for good, all right? So let's pray. Y'all pray with me. After I say something, you say it back, okay? Dear God. We're not doing that time. You're following me, okay? Dear God. Thank you for life. Thank you for superpowers. Let us use our superpower. Love. To love everyone in the world. Amen. All right, superpowers this week, we show love to everybody, right?
Yes.
Yes, all right, good. Little worried about Cooper, but that's okay. All right. Thank you. Bye. You got it, girl. Let's pray. God, you have blessed the reading and the hearing of your word, but especially, oh God, bless its doing. Amen. In this passage, a couple of weird things happen. You know it as the road to Emmaus. It is the story of two disciples on the day that Jesus rose, walking towards Emmaus. It's a long trip, but this road takes them both to Jericho and Emmaus. And so they're walking along, and they tell us one of the names. His name is Cleopas, or Cleopas. And they say he's also walking with another disciple. That disciple is unnamed. But let me tell you who I think it is. I think it's his wife. There are a number of occasions in the text, both in the Bible and texts that were recorded but not put in the Bible, that talk about Cleopas' wife as being one of the people who helped support financially Jesus' ministry, and that she was with them often. And so as I imagine this journey, I imagine a man and his wife. It doesn't say it was a disciple and someone else. It says two disciples. We know that there were 11 at this point. Judas has left the building. But there are also a lot more disciples who are not named in the Gospels, but they followed Jesus and they taught and they were an important part of his ministry. So they're walking along and obviously they're sad. I mean, they're really sad. Jesus is gone. Everything they thought that might happen happened the way Jesus said instead of the way they wanted it to go. They didn't want Jesus to die. And at that point, they did not know about the risen Christ. They had left. So they're walking along and they're sad. They're also kind of ticked off. Have you ever gone for a walk when you're kind of ticked off? You kind of walk a little more forcefully, your arms sort of swing a little bit tighter, and you just kind of frustrated. Well, here's a frustration. It tells us in the text. They're frustrated with the religious leaders of the day who handed Jesus over to the empire, to the Romans, so that they would kill him. Because according to Jewish law, they didn't have the power or the right or the permission to kill somebody. And so this is two disciples of Jesus who are walking along. They're frustrated, they're angry, they're sad. And this stranger starts walking along with them and says, "Hey, what's up?" And they're like, "Where have you been? How did you miss everything? How do you not know what happened?" And he tells them, "Didn't the things happen because they were supposed to happen?" I don't think that soothed them a whole lot. I think the loss of Jesus to those who followed with him for 3 years was immense. I think that the people that are important to us, when we lose them, we grieve deeply. Our heart is wounded. Our soul is sort of split open. We feel that pain and that anguish and that grief. And that's what they're experiencing. And he walks along and he just talks a little bit. He lays out the whole sort of system or history of the Messiah's foretelling, coming, dying, and rising. But they still don't recognize him. They still don't see that they're walking with Jesus. Their grief, their sadness, their pain, their anger. And maybe a little superpower from Jesus says, "I want to see how devoted you guys are." Maybe it's a test. Maybe it's just that he's not ready for them to know until he hears the whole story. Can you imagine the very day that Jesus has been resurrected and you don't know that? You're walking and you're sad and frustrated. And somebody comes and walks along and they tell you the whole history. And you still don't know who they are. They get to town and the character who's with them, the man, keeps on going like, "I'll see you guys later." They're like, "No, it's near the evening. Come stay with us." And he stays with these people who he's been walking with for miles. He knows they're frustrated. He knows they're sad. He knows that they are not sure about what happens next. and they ask him to dinner. Now, dinner during that time period probably would have had dates and fruits of some kind, some sort of bread, maybe some flat bread. Maybe there were other things that were on the table, maybe some meat, some lamb, something like that. And they sit down to eat, as we all do. And something happens. Now, let's imagine that we had an opportunity to have dinner with Jesus, right? So Jesus is going to show up at our next potluck. Now, what dishes are your favorites at potlucks? And this is a moment in the sermon where I am literally asking you to respond. Favorite potluck dinner. Who's got one?
Deviled eggs.
Deviled eggs. Ooh, amen. Mrs. Copey's, Mrs. What? What casserole?
Hash brown
casserole. All right, you're in the running for best dish. All right, who else? What's your favorite potluck dish? Oh, come on.
Baked beans.
Baked beans? Cooper, what's your favorite food? Junk food, all right. So we'll have junk food on our table. That's a little bowl of junk food. What else? Favorite dish at a potluck? Yes. Donuts, yes. We have to have donuts. Yes. Coleslaw, right? Nico, favorite food for the potluck? Pizza, all right. We'll take pizza. We can get pizza at a potluck. Anybody else? If there's no greening casserole, what's the sense in having potluck, right? Another one? Sloppy Joe's? Just a potluck all on its own is good. What? Red beans? Red beet eggs? I have no idea what that is. I have no clue. Emerson's going, eh. Okay, I gotta tell you, my grandmother always said, where two or more Christians are gathered, there is fried chicken. So there would have to be fried chicken at the potluck. Am I right? All right, so we got this potluck. We got all the foods that we like. We've got some weird foods we're not sure about. What questions would you want to ask Jesus? What would you want to ask Jesus? Anybody? He's right there. Huh? How it feels to be alive. Yeah. Other things you might want to ask Jesus. Now what? That's a good question. Other questions? What would you want to ask Jesus, Don? Are you happy? Why? How's my dad doing up there? What's it like? When are you coming back? When you said we're all forgiven our sins, did you mean it? What am I supposed to do? What do you need me to do? Where should I go? What should I do next? I'm also a disciple. What do you want me to do? So Jesus and Cleopas and his wife, walking around the road, can't recognize him. They sit down to eat dinner. They're eating dinner. At some point, Jesus picks up bread and he breaks it after he blesses it. And all of a sudden, Cleopas and his wife are like, oh my God, it's you! It's you! You've been with us all day. And he's gone. Just like that. He's gone. They have been with him all day and they didn't know it was him. They have sat down to dinner with Jesus and they had no idea that it was him. And all of a sudden he breaks the bread and they're like, oh. And he's gone. Yeah. It's like, oh, it's you and he's gone. How would that feel? Would it feel a little disappointing? Would it feel like, why didn't we know the whole time? Why could we not see? I had other questions I could have asked. if I knew it was him. And in an instant, he's gone. But guess what? He's here with us every day. He's with us in everything we do. And when we have communion in a few moments and you get the bread blessed, remembering what Jesus did. Now, the wine thing is not in this text. It's in another text. Just today, it's bread. We take that bread, we're literally taking in part of Jesus, reminding ourselves that he is right here with us, that he is in this room, that he is in our hearts, that he is ready for us to continue the journey. But he's also ready for us to invite him in, to say, hey, Jesus, I didn't know who you were at first, but come in. You want to have lunch? Do you want to have supper? Being with Jesus means being relational with Jesus, talking to Jesus, knowing that Jesus is with us in the smiles and the comments of young kids, in the moments with aging parents and grandparents, in the moments that we have conversations about faith around the table, in the moments that we are in pain and anguish that God is right there with us, in those moments of immense joy at the birth of a child or the first steps, or graduating from high school or college, staying with them as they get married. All of these moments that will happen in your family, Jesus is with you in those too, but also when you lose a job, break connection with a friend that you just can't be friends with anymore. Being online with your church because you can't come physically. Jesus is with us in all these moments. There's one tag that I want to add from this text. The disciples who are walking along with Jesus say, we had hoped. We had hoped that he was the one. We had hoped that he would free us from bondage to the Romans. We had hoped that he would be what we expected. It happens to us all the time. We had hoped my dad would survive that last go-around. We had hoped that the baby was okay. We had hoped that the move would be all right. We had hoped that our son would come back from the war. We had hoped that we would find a way to love our enemies. We had hoped. We had hoped, we had hoped. We all had those, right? We had hoped this would happen or that, and it didn't. And God was with us in those moments too. In the breaking of the bread and in the hopes for our future, in the hopes for who we can be, God is with us because Jesus is with us in all those moments. Put your hand over your heart for a second. Can you feel it? Ba-boom, 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 ba-boom. The blood that is flowing through you is a part of creation. It's the lifeblood of our faith. It's a lifeblood for us. And it is through following that lifeblood in and through our bodies and out to the world that we make Jesus known. When people's eyes all of a sudden open up and go, that's Jesus. You're doing what I think Jesus would do. Oh my gosh. I see him. I know him. And I will never be alone because he is with me always. Amen. Please rise as you're able. Let us respond and repeat together the creed that has led us and focused us and called us for centuries. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of God, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Trusting in the power of Christ's resurrection to heal and redeem our broken world, let us pray for the needs of all creation. Living Savior, just as you journeyed with the disciples to Emmaus, accompany us on our journey of faith. Gather us at your table that we recognize you in the breaking of the bread. Merciful God, receive our prayer. Almighty God, you provide for all needs of all creation. Bless the fields that are being prepared for planting and send favorable weather so that the soil may yield an abundant harvest. Merciful God, receive our prayer. God of justice, where leaders abuse power, confront them and call them to repentance. Where there is corruption, bring integrity. Where there is violence, sow peace. Merciful God, receive our prayer. Healing Savior, your resurrection brings hope to a hurting world. Heal those who are sick, especially Dolores, Ava, Francis, Kathy Liberato, Ed, Annie, Bobby, Nancy, Mary, Bill, Ron, Rose, Al, and Ivan. Strengthen the weary. Give courage to the despairing and comfort the dying. Merciful God, receive our prayer. Gracious One, you have made us your own thoughts, the gift of baptism. Unite us in genuine love for one another and uphold this community in your name. Merciful God. Eternal Light, we give thanks for all who have nurtured your church's life in ages past. Bring us at last with them to the brightness of your glorious presence, merciful God. God of resurrection power, use us and these prayers to proclaim the good news of new life for all the world, through Jesus Christ, our risen Savior. Amen.
Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Share signs of peace with each other. Peace. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Peace be with you. Thank you. Peace be with you. I'm sorry we didn't have a chance to even connect before service.
That's all right.
It's all right.
That's all right. We got it.
We talked about it. Okay. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. How are you? Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Nico, you good? Give me peace? How about Knox?
Here. Give Knox, yeah. You got
give me Knox? It's all right. It's all right. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Peace be with you, Mia. Peace be with you. Peace be with you.
Everybody's tired today. It's a good napping day.
Yes, it is.
Yes. Peace be with you, Jen.
Peace be with you.
Peace be with you. Yes. Yes. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Peace be with you, Cooper. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Good job. Peace be with you. Good job. Peace be with you. Did I peace you? Oh, sorry. Okay. Peace be with you. 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 Peace be with you.
All right. Do we have any God sightings today? Nope. No God sightings.
Really? Nobody saw God anywhere.
God must have been on vacation this week. Okay. All right.
I will say one of the God sightings for me is the way this congregation prays for each other and the way this congregation looks out for each other. We added three names today, and a couple of those are pretty serious situations, so I would ask that you continue to pray for Al and for Ivan and for, oh my gosh, I forgot. Huh? Rose, yeah. Just a couple. Joe Rosero's mom, Laura Hoffman's dad, and Aaron Mall's grandfather. So please pray for them. Other God sightings. Anyone else? Donna has one. You moved too soon.
My God sighting is that God gave us such a beautiful weekend. The flowers that are coming out were so beautiful. The trees, it just gave you, you know, like a good feeling of all the things that God does for us, all the beauty. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you.
Amen. All right, if you would turn to the back of your bulletin and you can go through some of the announcements with me. I just want to knock out a few things again. There are two lists of persons that you can contact if you're interested in getting more involved in the congregation. The first list is on page 18 at the top, and it is a list of roles that you could do during worship. At the bottom of the page are other groups that that have leaders that are listed, and make sure that if you want to participate in any of those, and I'm telling you, community meal, there's a dozen people you can go ask if they need help. Pam and Donna and Stephanie. It's just a wonderful thing that we do, and I'm excited about it. The other groups have been working really hard, sort of making things happen. I'm desperate, though. On May 29th and 30th, the Synod Assembly happens, and I'm getting text messages from the bishop and text messages from the conference dean saying, Karen, you've registered, but you don't have any lay people coming yet. And so if you can only do one day, and I'll even cheat and send two men or two women if that's who volunteers, but I have to have somebody go. And it's a church meeting. I'm not going to play it up and say this is a fun 2 days. It's not particularly, but you get to sit with me, and we get to talk and eat together. And so just think about that, pray on that, and let us know. The other thing I want you to look at the bottom of page 19, we are changing our office hours while Mary is getting treatment. She had two major surgeries in a four-week period over January and February, and at this point, she is doing 5 days a week radiation treatments. And so she's having radiation every afternoon. So as long as she feels up to it, we're to continue to have the office open on Tuesday and Thursday and Friday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. She's typically here later on a couple of those days, but if you need the office, leave a message. But at the same time, please continue to lift Pastor Mary as she goes through this. 20 years ago, she had radiation, so she's not exactly sure how radiation is going to hit her this time. But for those of you who know and love her, just please keep her in your prayers. And now we invite the ushers to please come forward for this morning's offering. We gather this for the mission of the church and for those we care about. The mission funds that we need the most are contributions toward current ministry funds. And as you can see there, we have a number of different ways that you can give. And we're about to add a Venmo option if you want to donate or buy something at the church so that you can actually Venmo that. Yep, we're coming up in the world. Thank you, Andrew. What happened? All right, we have a couple of kids here. If y'all want to come sing with Mr. Andrew, head over. Mia, you want to sing?
6, Emerson. Don't you sit right here, Coop. Got him? Oh, Nico, yes. Give Nico some sticks. Emerson, you can come over here. Use this mic, hon. Ready? You don't have, oopsie. Yep, take those, Nico. Take those. Good, you're all set. Follow Emerson and Coop. And right here, bud. Beautiful. Right? Good, you don't have to turn the page, okay? You got it? Put this mic right near you. Because we want to hear your beautiful voice. When they hit the sticks, you're going to hit, okay? Bump, 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 bump. You got it?
Thank you. dismissed from faith formation. Taste and see that the Lord is good.
Thank you.
Life-giving God, in the mercy of Christ's resurrection, you send light to conquer darkness, water to give new life, and the bread of life to nourish your people. Send us forth as witnesses to your Son's resurrection, that we may show your glory to all the world through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine upon you with grace and mercy. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. I'm going to ask everyone to be seated, please, and I'm going to invite two folks up, Diane and Kevin. And Kim. All right, come on over here. Don't be scared. Don't be scared. Diane Larkin and Kevin Parkland. I have
Parkin.
Parkin. Why did I get that? I'm so sorry. Okay. Diane Parkin and Kevin Vincent are presenting themselves this morning to join St. Mark's Lutheran Church, and we are excited to welcome both of them. So I'm going to read some questions and do a blessing, and then we'll get on. Yeah. In baptism, we are welcomed into the body of Christ and sent to share in the mission of God. We are called to live among God's faithful people, to hear the word of God and share in the Lord's Supper, to proclaim the good news of God in Christ through word and deed, to serve all people following the example of Jesus, and strive for justice and peace in all the world. Siblings in Christ, Diane and Kevin, do you intend to continue in the covenant of your baptism among God's people in this place?
I do.
Those being welcomed, I didn't go ahead. Good Lord. Go ahead.
I do.
All right, to the people of God, do you promise to support and pray for these new members in their life in Christ? I've asked Kim, as the Vice President of Council, to welcome them.
Let us welcome these siblings in Christ to this community of faith. We rejoice with you in the light of baptism. Together we will give thanks and praise to God and proclaim the good news to all the world.
Let us pray. Almighty God, by the love of Jesus Christ, you draw people to yourself and welcome them into the household of faith. May we show your joy by embracing new siblings as we bear your creative and redeeming word to all the world. Keep us close together in your spirit, in the breaking of bread and prayers, in service to others, following the example of Jesus Christ, our servant and Lord.
Amen.
Kim, would you present each one of those with a gift from the church? There's a couple of things in there, including a new Bible for each of you. So let's welcome these new members. Yay! Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Welcome. Well, welcome back.
Yeah.
All right, if you will stand as you are able, let's sing our closing hymn, Rise, O Church, Like Christ Arisen. peace and share the good news. I just have to let them know.